This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We look around the state to find craftspeople who make the useful things in life. We call the series Artisans of Michigan. Today, we go to Kalamazoo to talk to a guy who makes wood barrels. I've got to be honest with you. Since we started this Artisans of Michigan series a couple of years ago, I've been asking if there are any coopers in the state. Well, I learned of two of them, and you're about to meet one of them, Ben Aldrich of Kalamazoo Cooperage. Now, as far as I can tell, there haven't been any coopers in Michigan for decades. Figuring out how to make the slats of the barrel, those staves, and make it round and narrower at the top and bottom, and then make the wood structure so well fitted that it won't leak liquid, well, that takes some learning from the past.
You reverse engineer the barrel. You decide what the volume needs to be, what the height is, and that sort of traditional set height and diameter. So once you know those figures, you can do the math as to the angle the stave should be so that it's the right diameter in the middle and the right diameter at the top. It's a 30-gallon barrel. It's 21 inches in the middle, and that needs to be 6 degrees radius or something, you know, 18, I can't remember what the radius is. But
I'm going to take your word for all
of
that.
Yeah.
The real question is, why would a guy who's doing okay want to make barrels in the first place?
So Rick and Garen, my shop mates, I was sitting here at my bench having a cup of coffee, and Rick walked in and had run into a distiller downtown, and he said he had gone up to as many woodworkers in town as he could, but no one would make him barrels because they were very interested in locally made barrels. Rick said, "Do you want to make barrels?" And I said, "Sure."
Who was that for?
It's for Green Door Distillery.
Okay.
Yep, first in Kalamazoo since the mid-19th century. So we said, absolutely, and they were getting their processes up and going, and we had to figure this all out, how to make these fast. 30 barrels a week or a month is very difficult. So that's where we kind of dropped back and punted a little bit and started figuring out better ways to do these things quicker.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to be selling barrels for $800 a piece or something
right.
like
no
that.
No one's buying an $800 barrel.
Let's talk about the market. There are quite a few wineries in the state now, quite a few distilleries in the state now. Mm-hmm. What's the argument for Michigan oak and a Michigan barrel?
So as far as distilleries go, the fact that they're more and more popping up, it makes it a good time to be starting this up. Michigan oak, you know, people like locally grown, locally sourced stuff. A month ago, I went and picked out the trees that actually picked them out, spray painted them with a big Y that said, "Cut me down," and took them to a local sawyer, and we cut them up. I mean, I can drop a pin on the map to show you where those trees came from, and I think, you know, that's a cool thing, getting back to a smaller community-based thing.
Now, I know quarter sawn oak is very pretty. Is there a practical purpose you do quarter sawn?
There is. The structure of the grain, there's these things called medullary rays that run perpendicular with the grain lines, and that's one of the reasons that the barrel doesn't leak. It also provides a little more structural integrity. Quarter sawn doesn't shrink as much as plain sawn, so you're reducing your shrinkage probably by half per stave to keep a watertight barrel.
Prior to this, most of these barrels came from the Ozarks, southeast Missouri, places
sure.
like that?
From Kentucky over to Missouri. So for winemakers, Michigan white oak mimics French oak better than oaks grown at that latitude. We have a shorter growing season, so the growth rings are tighter together, which is more desirable for winemaking especially.
The day I visited Kalamazoo Cooperage,
you got your stopwatch?
Aldrich was putting the final touches on a small barrel, and this one was going to be used at a distillery. So the last step is to burn the barrel, char the inside. It's good for whiskey. Charring is a delicate step.
So it's got to be on fire before I start the clock. And now it's on fire.
You make one wrong move, and you've just got scrap wood.
Fast, Lester.
45 seconds.
That was really terrifying the first couple times. because that seems like about a day and a half that you're lighting.
Because it seems like it's burning forever.
You're lighting something that you took all that time to build on fire, but it's not that long.
40. That's Ben Aldrich of Kalamazoo Cooperage, our latest artisan of Michigan.